Thank you for calling support. This is Florrie. How can I help?
Yes, sir. You have reached Apple support. How can I help you? Sir, can you please read the alert? What alert did you see on your screen? All right. And what were you doing on your computer when you got this alert? What exactly were you? You were on the Google? Okay. And is it an iPad? Is it an Apple computer or not a MacBook? It's a MacBook. Okay. And how long you have been using this Air MacBook? This MacBook? 1.5 years. All right. And sir, can you please help me with the zip code? 10023. And that's your personal computer, right? Okay. So I'm going to place your call on hold for a moment and let me check the issues for you. So please stay on the line, okay? Stay on the line. For being on hold, sir. All right. Well, stay here as I have checked the issues for you. And it seems like there is a breach on your network, which means it's an attempt of hacking that has taken place within the past 48 to 72 hours. Someone is trying to get into your network. It is an attempt of hacking. So let me see how we can fix this for you. Okay? All right. And are you the only person who used this MacBook? Okay. And is your Wi-Fi, your internet password protected? Are you sharing your internet with anyone else? It's protected. Okay. And can you please tell me who is your network provider, sir? Verizon. Okay. So here, as we have double-checked the issues for you, and it seems like these hackers, they are continuously trying to get your identities and network, but you don't have to worry about anything because we have a way around to solve this problem, okay? Yes, and also, right now it is not about your MacBook. It is your network that has been hacked, and the hackers, they are on your networks right now. So we will run a couple of scans on your network so that we will get to know what network they have access from you and why they are on your networks. So don't do anything on your MacBook. You can just shut down your MacBook. Just turn off, okay? Yeah, just if you can, you can just turn it off. Do not turn on because we will be working on your networks because your network has been hacked. And these hackers, the hackers, they are trying to get the information from you, so we will get to know what information they're going to get from you. And is this the first time you're receiving this kind of alert on your MacBook? All right, which means you are, this is the first time that you have been hacked, right? Okay, so we, the Apple support, have locked your MacBook for security reasons because the hackers on your networks, and not to get more information from you, we have locked for a security reasons, okay? Okay. And right now, as you are connected with the Apple Secured Server, we will go ahead and run some scans on your networks, and these scans will tell us about your networks, what networks the hackers, they have gained access from you. And also, right now, are you on your cell phone or are you on the regular phone, sir? Cell phone. Okay. First, let me check what network they have access from you, and we will be checking your phone lines as well, whether your phone lines are also secured or not, okay? So it's going to take me a couple of minutes for me to run a couple of scans on your networks. Please do not mind my silence again, and stay on the line again, okay? Thank you so much for being on hold, sir. Are you still there? All right. Well, sir, here as as I have run the scans on your networks, and according to the scan, the networks which the hackers, they have gained the access from you, it is your network provider, the network that you used on your devices, and it would be ideally be the same throughout. Okay? So these hackers, they have access on your network provider, and also they have access on your IP addresses, the IP addresses that belongs to you, and it's a unique number assigned to your devices. So these hackers, they have been using your IP addresses without your knowledge. But here, we have removed some of the IP addresses of the hackers from your network at this moment. Okay, we have to take some of them right now, but still, we can see that there are more than 10 hackers. They are still on your networks right now. And these hackers, they are 20 to 35 mile radius from you. Are you getting me? They are 20 to 35 mile radius from you, yes. And I can see that under your state, I see that there is an established. So established means that those hackers established connections with your network. But don't worry, because right now you are connected with a Apple secured server. Okay? All right. So here now, so now we have detected a threat on your networks. We will go ahead and run the second scan. And this second scan is all about the devices that can be used by the hackers to record your calls or to listen to them. Now, I'm going to check your phone line as well, whether it's secured or not. So your cell phone number is whether your phone lines are also has been hacked or not, whether it's secured or not. Okay, stay on the line. All right. Well, sir, here, as I have checked your phone lines as well, and according to the scan, even your cell phone lines are also has been hacked. Well, right now, this line is not secure. The hackers, they might be able to listen to our conversations right now on this line. This line is not secure. So what I'm going to do is that before I check everything for you, let me ask you some few questions. You just need to answer in yes or no, because any information could be tampered or can be heard by the hackers. So just answer in yes or no, okay? Do you use any device in your home to use social media platform? Like, do you use Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat? Yes or no? Do you do online shopping using your devices? Yes or no? Do you pay your bills online? Do you do online banking on your devices? Now, this line is not secure. The hackers, they can listen to our conversation. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to connect you to the Apple secured line, which is unhackable. So the hackers will not listen to any other conversation. And to make our conversation secured, I'm going to connect you to the Apple secured line. I'm calling you on your cell phone from the secured line, okay? All right, just look at your phone. Jake, are you receiving a call? Answer that call, okay? This is the Apple secured line, okay? I'm calling you from the Apple secured line. That's the reason. No, sir. Your phone line is not secure. If you call from your end, the hackers will listen to your conversation. So I'm connecting you to the Apple secured line. Yeah, answer that call. Sir, it's showing a spam call because it's getting disconnected. All right. Please stay on the line. Let me secure this line, okay? Let me secure this line and we will continue from this line, all right? Stay on the line. Thank you for being on hold. So, sir, I have secured this line, okay? Yeah. I have secured this line. So, let me go ahead and run the final scan on your network. And this final scan will give us all the information why the hackers are on your networks, okay? And what they have been trying to do with your networks, we will get all information from this final scan. So as this is the last final scan, it will take me a couple of minutes. Please do not want my silence again, okay? All right. So, sir, here we have run the final scan on your networks. And according to the final scan, we got some information that is on your networks. I'm going to read out the information that is on the networks that we've seen there from your scans, okay? Okay. So the first information that is on your networks, it says, illegal visit made on www.pornhub.net. So, do you know anything about this porn website? It's an illegal adult website. So it's not you who visit on this kind of website? All right. And the second thing, we see that child pornography has been downloaded. So did you happen to download a child pornography? No. And the next one says your telephony connections are not secured, which means your phone lines are also not secured, which has been hacked. And so I see that there is a financial, your bank account information are also has been used. Purchase made using debit cards and credit cards. And here, as I have received the data from the server, and it states that illegal visit was made using your identity to go on a porn website, and it was today in the morning at 4:40 a.m. So was it you who visit on a porn website today in the morning at 4:40 a.m.? No? You are sleeping. All right. Well, as I can see over here that it's a paid porn subscription. So it is mandatory to put in the financial information to log in on that illegal website. So could it be any of your family members who might have used your access, your financial data to access on this? No. Well, if it's not you, that does confirm that this is done by the hackers. And the hackers, they usually target the personal and financial information. And also I can see over here that there are some credit and there are some debit cards that has been used to purchase a porn website through the subscription of a child pornography. Okay, there are some credit cards. Yeah, there are some credit cards, there are some debit cards that has been used to purchase a pornography website. So we can see the card number as well that has been used. If you have any credit debit, you can just confirm me whether it's your card or someone else's card has been used, okay? I'm going to tell you the card numbers that has been used. Please grab your card and let me know once you're ready. Okay, so do you have any credit cards and debit card that starts with a number 5? And the next one is number 4. Do you have any credit debit that starts with a 4? Is it a credit card or a debit card? So you have one credit card that starts with the 4, right? Okay. And do you have any card that starts with number 3? Any credit debit that starts with a 3? And number 6? All right. So you just have one credit card that starts with a 4, right? Okay. Thank you so much for the confirmation. And so here, however, according to our scan, it states that your financial data is under attack as there has been an attempt of hacking. So we recommend you speak with your bank and ask them to place a fraud protection alert on your accounts for 48 to 72 hours. And also, to be on the safer side, while you speak with your bank, make sure you are on a secured line because, as you know, your phone lines and network has been hacked, right? So just give me a moment. No. So you don't have to go to the bank. What we're going to do is I'm going to help you to connect you with the bank from the Apple secured line, which is unhackable. So the hackers will not know that we are one step ahead of them, okay? Yes, you just need to help me with the toll-free number of your bank so that I can connect you from the Apple secured line. And I will give you each and every information what you need to say to the bank, okay? Hold the line. Yes, 800-935-9935. Okay, and can you please help me with the name of the bank as well? Chase Bank, okay. And do you have any other financial apart from this? Do you have any other... Please write down my information. Let me give you, okay? So, my first name is Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E, Florence. And my last name is Mackenzie. It's M-C-K-E-N-Z-I. And write down my employee ID. My employee ID is AS620070. Yes. So you can verify this. This is my information and from the Apple support, okay? So, yes, I'm half, yes. We are from the Redmond, Washington. Sorry? No, from California. No, sir, it's from the California. Yes, sir.